Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yeah, I've been billed from your company a $49 bill for something I did not knowingly order.
Okay,
let's
yes,
put
sir.
It that way.
Yes, sir. May I get your zip code, please, sir, to pull up your account?
32904.
May I get your first and last name, please, sir?
Carl Riley.
Okay.
R-I-L-E-Y.
Yes, sir. I did find that account. May you verify the addresses on this account, sir?
1011 Hollister Drive, Melbourne, Florida.
Yes, sir. And it looked like back on the 20th of January, you entered into a contest, did like an online contest or sweepstakes.
No, what I entered into, it showed me that I believe it was Lowe's Rewards,
okay,
and
I had
to, yeah, well, now all of a sudden for $2 freight, I'm now paying $49 a month or something.
Yes, sir, I know exactly what happened. So whenever you did Lowe's, their sweepstake, they, in their terms and conditions, did you by chance get a chance to read their terms and conditions?
No, I guess I didn't.
Okay, because in their terms and conditions, it said if you didn't cancel within a couple of days, that give me 1 second. Let me go. Okay, not if you cancel. If you didn't cancel, you would be enrolled into a meal plan app.
It didn't tell me I was joining anything. It just says, if I select this item, I get it for free, and
yes,
the freight on it was going to be $2.
Yes, sir, I understand. It was that's why I had asked, did you read the terms and conditions? Because that's where it had stated it, and that's what they had did. But I can help you with anything you would like for me to do for you today.
Yeah, I don't want to pay it, and I don't want to be a member of it.
Okay, yes, sir, I'll get you canceled right now.
I mean, this is the most illegal thing I've ever run across.
Yes, I do apologize about that. I did get that account canceled for you, sir. Would you like the confirmation number?
Hold on one moment.
Yes, I just let me know when you're ready.
Now, is this have anything to do with Lowe's?
Yes, sir, because that's where you did the survey from.
Is this Lowe's the construction hardware place, or is this a Lowe's of someone else's name?
I'm not sure. I just know it's from Lowe's. I'm not sure, like, if it's anything, because I'm just calling. I can only look at the accounts of the customers.
Now, will I be getting a refund for this?
Yes, sir. I can get you a refund for that.
I would appreciate that, because this is terrible.
Yes, sir. I understand. That's why I had asked in the beginning, did you read their terms and conditions? Because I think, like, at the bottom of their page, right before, or on the same page as you put your credit card information in and all your info in, I think at the bottom of that page it has their terms and conditions on it. Well, it should anyway. It should. I'm going to say it should.
All right. And the number is?
It is C as in Charlie.
Right.
920-390-583. Mm-hmm.
All right. And will the refund be put back onto the credit card?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
I appreciate
what? Wait, 1 second, sir. Actually, your account says I cannot give a refund because it's 3D verified, which means it went through your bank, and your bank contacted you, and you agreed.
No, I did not. They told me I had to wait until it went after pending. and it went after pending yesterday. So now I was able to do something.
Well, you're gonna have to get your bank to give us a call back, because it's 3D verified. I'm not supposed to give a refund if it is 3D verified.
All right. Yeah, there's going to be a problem.
Yes.
All right. If that's the best you can do, I'll go to the next step.
Okay. Yes, sir. I do apologize. There, accountants counsel.
You don't have to apologize. I would suggest getting a different job.